15th. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today, and thanks for listening to RBN. To see the guest schedule for this program, go to spingola.com. Click on the radio schedule button and you will be able to see a list of the guests together with links to their websites. For questions or comments during the program, email spingola1 at yahoo.com. My regular email is deanna at spingola.com, which I do not access during the program. If you wish to contribute to Republic Broadcasting, just call 800-724-2719. You may support RBN in several ways. You can purchase products from the RBN website, including business cards or other items, or by subscribing to the archives at a higher rate than the usual $1.33 per month, or you may purchase some advertising if you have a product or service to sell or to promote. You may do all of this by calling 800-724-2719 or by going to republicbroadcasting.org. If you want to retain your right to use vitamins and supplements, please contact your representative and let him or her know how you feel about that issue, and ask that he or she co-sponsor or support HR 3380. Again, that is HR 3380, which was introduced in November of last year. The only way to stop the FDA's vitamin grab, Basically, they have to pass this. If you wish to have a letter to send to your representative, just email me at deanna@spingola.com, and I will send it to you, compliments of one of our listeners. I have a link on my website on today's date to find your representative's contact information. I have three guests during the first hour. My guest this hour, first hour, will be Dr. John Trowbridge. He was with us a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about mercury associated with dental practices. His website is healthchoicesnow.com. That is healthchoicesnow.com. Dr. Trowbridge is located in a Houston suburb and is the author of The Yeast Syndrome. And this was originally published by Bantam Books in 1986. It is now available in ebook format. He has lectured extensively on the yeast syndrome since 1986, to both public and professional audiences here and abroad. Our other guests this hour are Tiffany Nelson and Gary Robin. Dr. Trowbridge and Tiffany and Gary, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Great. Okay. I think I recognize everybody's voice or can kind of distinguish between you all. Okay, we're going to a break in about 1 minute, but Dr. Trowbridge, could you tell us what kind of a doctor you are and what kind of a practice you have?
Well, Deanna, I would be called an integrative medicine specialist, someone who has done the classical, the conventional medical school training, did medicine, surgery, the whole gamut, and then also discovered there were other parts of the healing system that we were not shown in medical school in this country. And those would be the use of alternative thought patterns, or in other words, looking at a disease from a slightly different perspective and then coming up with different solutions, including the use of herbals and other medical technologies that were not generally accepted in the medical community.
Interesting. And of course, we know that that's very highly managed, highly controlled. Alrighty, we are taking a break. We will be back in 3 minutes, and we'll pick it up on the other side. Thank you.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob Neuve today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob Neuve today, 888-639-2621.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
Welcome back. Our guest this first hour is Dr. John Trowbridge, and we also have Tiffany Nelson and Gary Robin. Doctor, would you like to introduce your patients that you have had some time, I understand.
For some time, I guess the best introduction could be made that these are two very representative patients because they showed up in the office from a distance away saying, help me because I'm struggling. And the struggle was that you go from doctor to doctor to doctor. You hop on the medical merry-go-round, as we say, and you're unable to find someone who either believes in your problem or who can find a solution for it. And generally, your medical tests, the blood tests and so on, are normal. And so you get told, well, your tests are normal, nothing to worry about. And you go, I'm not worried about it as long as we just fix it. Can we make me feel better? And in each of these cases, these lovely patients had significant problems in their life. Their well-being was challenged. And what they got from evaluation and treatment was they got their lives back. So each of them has a wonderful story. So start with who you wish and get incredible details.
All righty. Tiffany, let's start with you. Now, does this have to do with a yeast issue, or was there some other problem that you had?
Absolutely. Mine is a yeast issue. And I started seeing Dr. Trowbridge back in April 2002, and that was at the breaking point for me. That was really when the tip of the iceberg. My health had kind of always suffered, even from as a child. I'd had chronic and recurrent ear infections that led to antibiotic use. Later in life, was diagnosed with asthma, which led to inhaled steroid use, multiple ER visits with asthma attacks. Through adolescence, I was actually placed on an antibiotic for a couple of years for very mild acne. Then I continued to have sinus infections throughout my life that required antibiotic use. And really just all those things collectively kind of got me to the breaking point, which is where I ended up, how I ended up in Dr. Trowbridge's office. And basically, go ahead.
It's very interesting because a lot of babies, a lot of children, toddlers and, I remember myself, I had a lot of ear infections. And, it seemed like I missed an awful lot of the first and second grade. And you indicate that that's how you started. And that is, I think that's very typical of, you think of it as, well, all children get ear infections. But that's not the case. That's not supposed to be how it is, right?
Well, interestingly enough, I, like you, thought that it was normal. I did not think there was anything really wrong with me. I thought this was a normal part of life. But now, as a mother of two small children, I have a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old, and I've been able to apply some of the great learnings that I've had from Dr. Trowbridge, and my 4-year-old has had one ear infection in his entire life. And by the time I was his age, I'd already had tubes in my ears two different times. So, it really does have a lot to do with, the environment that you're in as well.
Right. Doctor, how does a child, an infant, come to have so many ear infections or this type of situation? Is it something that their mothers did or didn't do, or as Tiffany mentioned, the environment?
Oh, Deanna, we create an environment that's absolutely ridiculous. Instead of using breast milk to feed babies, which is what it's for, we use cow's milk, which is to feed baby cows. Or, even better, we can make synthetic formulas, which over the years have been demonstrated to have significant deficiencies and to actually cause health problems in children. Now, when the child is dependent upon us to make all the right decisions, being stupid doesn't make sense. And that's what the manufacturers have been to a large extent, because we tried to over-duplicate what God does naturally with the human breast milk. So they get a bad start there. Plus, we give them lots of vaccinations that challenge their system. Plus, we give them the opportunity to eat foods way too early and way with all the wrong choices, because pediatricians have not got formal training in nutrition. And you would think that if they're going to counsel you on nutrition, they would know something formal about it rather than don't worry, just do that, that's okay, and they'll sleep through the night. You know, babies sleep through the night if they have ideal milk from mom. It makes it very simple. Then what we do is take them to the doctor because they have a runny nose. You know, I say the reason there's pediatricians is because grandma lives 2,000 miles away. The problem with that is that all the old home remedies are no longer used because nobody's around to discuss them and say, oh, honey, your cousin Sadie had that. Don't worry, just do this. So we get them to the doctor. They get antibiotics rather liberally prescribed, just like we have in our food sources as well, the chicken, the pork, the beef. All of these are heavily antibioticized and hormonized and so on. So we don't have a clean environment for the kid. And then we wonder when they get antibiotics, which tilts their system in the wrong direction and allows an overgrowth of yeast, we wonder why they get thrush and recurrent diaper rash, and then they get ear infections and sore throats and nose congestion, and then belly distress, and the list goes on and on and on and on and on, and we call it the yeast syndrome.
My. All right, Gary, what is your story?
Well, my story is eerily similar to Tiffany's, except I didn't notice the problems until I was in my late 20s. I likened myself to be a pretty good athlete, and I started having problems with IBS, Crohn's disease, fatigue, just it was a plethora of problems. And I shouldn't be having those because I'm a young man. And as time went on, they just kept getting worse and worse and worse. And I got on the doctor merry-go-round and probably saw, I wouldn't say 10 physicians during that time. And as luck would have it, I walked into a health food store just trying to find some kind of relief from the problems I was having. I took steroids like Tiffany. I took medications like Tiffany, and none of them helped. And my test results would come back normal, of course. And I went to this health food store, and the lady there said, "Hey, I have a book here I want you to read." And it was John's book about the yeast syndrome. So I started reading it, and as I poured through it, I was like, "Hey, this is exactly me. This is what's wrong with me." So I made an appointment to see Dr. Trowbridge, and it's been a wonderful love affair ever since, I guess you could call it. But I'm not a lovely patient. I'm not that lovely.
Well, now, do you live in the area, or did you have to make a special trip to see? Go ahead.
I live about 2 hours away from where his office is located. So, yeah, I have to take time from work and drive to come and see, to visit him and to take treatments to remove. I have a double whammy. I had a mouthful of mercury, plus I work in the refining industry. And when you're in that business early on, you know, back in the day, we didn't wear personal protective equipment, and I was exposed to a tremendous amount of chemicals. So between the two, I got whacked pretty good.
Oh, my. Well, and you had been to, what, about 10 other doctors before you saw Dr. Trowbridge?
Oh, yeah, starting with just, like, personal care physicians, well, you wouldn't call it back then, but to specialists in Houston. I saw them all because, you know, I was really valued my health being an athlete, and it was something that was extremely troubling, especially when you go to see these guys with more degrees than a thermometer, and they can't help you.
Right, and they usually spend about 10 minutes with you and really don't take the time to evaluate, and even if they did, they wouldn't come up with the right answer, correct?
That's correct. I have had them throw their hands up in the air and say they didn't know, especially some of the ones like dermatologists, and because I also had like severe rashes. There were so many different things going wrong at one time.
Okay, and they probably just wanted to take care of these issues with some other chemicals, some pills, and that sort of thing, correct?
Absolutely.
Now, what about your Crohn's disease? Tell us a little bit about that and when that... came upon you?
It probably hit me when I was about 26 or 27 years old. I started noticing that things just weren't right, and it got progressively worse. And I kept trying to find ways to solve the issue with diet on my own, and I just couldn't find that. And at the time, I was seeing a local gastroenterologist, and, of course, the first prescribed method was steroids. And that did not help. It made it worse. And it just snowballed. And it seemed like not only did the Crohn's disease get worse, and I had just bouts with it every day, it seemed like my energy level just was zapped. And I played soccer at a pretty high level at that time. But it was really killing me.
Did they want to do a surgical procedure?
That was definitely in the cards. It had been discussed several times. I had lower GIs done and different things, and it was discussed. But I said, there's got to be an alternative to this because I don't feel like having half my lower intestine cut out. Yes.
Exactly. Oh. And so when you went to Dr. Trowbridge, what did he do for you?
Oh, wow. He took me by the hand and said, "Look, young man, I can make your life a lot better." And, he took me off of all the medications that there were, and the first thing we started on was a very intense diet and the right vitamins and minerals to get me back, to bring my digestive tract back in alignment. I was amazed, you know, I had taken all these medications, and now I'm not taking any medications, and I'm doing this with food and the right supplements, and it turned around pretty quick.
All righty. We do have to take a 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsor, so stay tuned.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Terravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Terravim? Simple. Terravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to terravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Terravim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. Our guests this first hour are Dr. John Trowbridge and Tiffany Nelson and Gary Robin. Tiffany and Gary are patients of the doctors. Tiffany, are you on any medications currently?
I still take nystatin when my symptoms act up, but I can get by without it if I stay strict with my diet.
Okay, so it's basically you rely on your diet, eating right, and do you take supplements?
I absolutely do take supplements.
Great. And when you went to Dr. Trowbridge, you he spent time with you. And when did you go to him, in 2002?
I went to him in 2002, and just like Gary, I kind of had a tipping point. I was advised to do a sinus surgery, an endoscopic sinus surgery, to quote-unquote fix my chronic sinusitis. And standard protocol, post-surgically, I was put on a very strong antibiotic for 3 weeks, and that is when the snowball just started rolling. Everything just started going wrong. It would take me the whole hour to explain all of the symptoms that I had, but it ranged from my hair started falling out, my teeth were cracking. I think I cracked 3 teeth within a 3-week period. Extreme indigestion, constipation, a whole host of digestive issues. It got to the point where I couldn't even eat. And I went to probably 10 or 11 different physicians in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, desperately trying to find out what had happened. And I think that's the biggest issue with yeast problems is the symptoms are so variable and so what they seem to be so unrelated that a primary care physician will send you to a multitude of different specialists to look at each individual problem while no one is really looking at the immune dysfunction as the problem.
Oh, my. Dr. Trowbridge, what are some of the symptoms of a yeast problem?
Oh, I love this question. First of all, how much time do you have?
I know it's in your book, and I thought, oh, my goodness, that could be anybody that that could be everybody that I know.
Exactly. I mean, do you want to start with the alphabet, or do you want to start with the most common problems? Here's the real deal. People think of diseases, like, for instance, Gary mentioned the Crohn's disease and such. So we think of very organ-specific issues, and, oh, that's a disease. What they don't generally think of is the terms of creation of a problem in a body system. And if yeast can create a problem in this system, for instance, if you're talking just about simple skin, it could be a rash, or it could be itching, or it could be slow healing. It could be chronic irritation, not quite a rash. So all of those different things could come from the one problem with the yeast syndrome in just the skin. That's just a simple list. So take every organ system and just say, well, what about this? Yes, yeast could cause, what about that? Yes. And the distinction is this. If you have a problem that continues to linger, if you have a problem that requires recurrent treatment, if you have a problem that puzzles specialists in each different field, that might be caused by yeast. So it's not like yeast is this or is that or is another. It's simply by domino effects causes a variety of changes in each and then finally multiple organ systems. So someone who starts with a simple ear infection ends up with, for instance, menstrual irregularities, PMS, mood changes, brain fog, gut disturbances and heartburn and bloating and then irritable bowel syndrome and constipation, diarrhea, and then the list goes on, and you go, from ear infections? No, from the fact that the way we treat them and then treat them again and again and again leads to an imbalance of yeast growing inside the body where they're not noticed, and they percolate toxins that poison all of your body system, and you see
okay,
them.
Okay, how do they do that? They just spread?
It's a very, very simple thing. These toxins are designed because they want to recycle you. There's three great kingdoms, the plant kingdom, the animal kingdom, and then the fungus or yeast kingdom. Plants take sunlight and make energy. Animals eat plants to get the energy or eat other animals that ate the plants. And the fungus or yeast kingdom eats the other two. So they produce toxins inside your system that are designed to take you down because they want to recycle you faster. And these toxins interfere with vitamins, minerals, fats, sugars, proteins, nerve transmitters, hormones, and so on. They are designed to interfere with your function, which we then call disease or just feeling bad. And in actual fact, the yeast is slowly taking you down.
And so a lot of doctors would treat each individual symptom as something and give you a chemical that would just make it worse and probably produce another symptom that seemed completely unrelated, right?
Well, you know, Deanna, if you don't take care of the problem causing the problem, it keeps causing that problem, and then in the case of the yeast syndrome can cause many more after that, the domino disease effect.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, I like to refer to standard doctoring as the Texas Ranger theory of medicine. You know, the town had a riot, and they cabled Austin and said, send the Rangers. So the cable comes back, meet tomorrow afternoon's train. So the good townsfolk gather there, and the train pulls up, and the mayor rushes up as the Ranger steps off and dusts off his hat and adjusts his gun belt. They said, where are the others? He says, what others? And he goes, we have a riot. We asked for the Rangers. One riot, one Ranger. One problem, one drug.
All righty. We'll pick this up on the other side of the 3-minute break. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Our guest this first hour are Dr. John Trowbridge. His website is healthchoicesnow.com. He is joined by Tiffany Nelson and Gary Robin, who are both patients, very, very happy patients, very satisfied patients. And you were talking about your analogy of a ranger. And so please continue.
What we would call a one-to-one correspondence. If you say you've got a problem, the doctor says, I have a drug. Or if you have a more serious disease, we have an operation. And the real way to look at integrative medicine is to step back several levels and ask more questions about why is this problem occurring, why is that other problem also occurring at the same time. And that was actually how the yeast syndrome was first described in 1978. By Dr. Arian Truss, who was a medical resident. He was called to see a patient in psychiatry who had yeast vaginitis. And he went ahead and just treated her vaginitis without a problem and left, and then later was called back. And when he came back, he was looking at the chart and realized that her psychiatric condition had improved during the time he had treated her for her yeast infection. He thought, that's strange. So he started looking for other patients with yeast infections and other kinds of body symptoms, and found that when he treated the yeast, lots of other things would often improve. So he tied that together with what he called the missing diagnosis. And then we followed 8 years later with our book, The Yeast Syndrome, to make it understandable for people that you can get sick in a global way, in a way that your single system specialist is not looking at, because he stops asking why several questions too early.
And of course, you know, if a typical doctor is going to spend a lot of time asking a lot of questions and talking to you about how you feel, it's going to take up more time, and he's not going to be able to make as much profit, correct?
Well, you know, time is money, and if you're only allowed to charge so much because the insurance considers that that's excessive, then you don't get paid. And if the patient doesn't pay you, and that's one of the real problems is, you know, we don't mind paying for our automobiles to furnish our houses, to go on vacation, to do hobbies that we like golf and boating and fishing and flying and such. But we expect our Medicare to be paid for by someone else called insurance. And you get just exactly what you pay for.
Wow. Well, and of course, I think it's all a control factor with the American Medical Association and then the corporate insurance companies. They want to control more and more of our lives, and this is certainly one way of doing it.
Well, there's no doubt that they do. The American Academy of Allergy and Immunology many years ago, 30-some years ago, said that this whole yeast thing was a fraud, and they continue to say that. And actually, if you hand my book to a physician and say, you know, I think I have this, could you learn how to treat this, they will toss the book back and say people just write those books to make money. And,
that's
you know,
kind of,
I get my nickel a copy whether you like it or not. So it's ridiculous. The problem is that we are creating more illness. We have an annuity issue in the practice of medicine. If I don't treat the problem causing your problems, you'll be back.
Certainly. And you mentioned in your book another book called The Yeast Connection by William Crook,
yes.
A copy of which I also have, and I have your book, thanks to you. And I really encourage everybody to get your book, which is available as an e-book, because the things that you described, we are all living in the same environment. We've all, most of us have had some of these same symptoms. I was thinking during the break of my eczema that I suffered for maybe 2 years.
Yes.
As a child.
Yes.
And that followed all of my ear infections and my mastoid infection.
And the funny thing is all those are so simple to treat at the beginning. You know, Billy Crook was so kind. He shared with me his concepts on the, as he called it, the yeast connection. Back in 1982, when I first met him, and his book was literally sheaves of typewritten pages that, you know, this is predating the computers. And he would say, look at this and look at this. Wonderful, wonderful guy, a pediatric allergist, basically, who, you know, really realized this is the way you treat the root of the illnesses. And that has been the most difficult problem to get physicians to understand, is don't treat what you see, treat what's causing what you see. Don't treat
right.
what the patient
yes.
complains of, treat where it's coming from.
And then I think all of this, all of these symptoms, kind of created a new practice of the allergist. You know, all these children that now have to go to the allergist to get allergy shots.
Exactly. And it goes on and on and on and on.
Oh, my.
And the bad news is that there is no simple change coming on the horizon. It will be driven by people, and they will learn about it through shows like this. So I definitely appreciate what you're doing by showcasing the book and these patients today.
Well, you know, I've gone through the book and have post-noted several pages. And you talk about antibiotics and the kinds that actually contribute to the issues. You talk about penicillins and other things like taking birth control pills or taking cortisone or steroid medications.
Exactly.
You talk about chemical sensitivities, and I believe that that Gary mentioned, you know, being in the occupation that he's in, that he is very vulnerable to these kinds of chemical sensitivities in the industry.
Exactly.
Correct, Gary?
That's correct. Yes, ma'am.
Now, because you're sensitive to one kind of a chemical, would that make you sensitive to other kinds of chemicals?
Everybody's sensitive to these chemicals. They're known carcinogens, like benzene. Yes, everybody is.
Okay. But like, it, would it make you sensitive to, like, cleaning products? Or, you know, once you develop a sensitivity, once you're vulnerable, once you have this yeast going on in your body, that would make you react to a lot of other things that perhaps you wouldn't ordinarily react to because your immune system is stronger. Is that correct, Doctor?
Oh, absolutely. And the part that's important is that doctors get training in biochemistry and physiology and pathology, and then they specialize in particular kinds of diseases. You know, the specialist is wonderful because the patients bring their particular organ in for him to look at, and then they take it home. They don't leave it lying around the office. And when you have that kind of specialty viewpoint, you might miss the environmental ecology that's going on, that yeast and bacteria are in a battle inside you and everywhere, actually. And so when you kill off the bacteria using antibiotics, then the yeast can overgrow, then their toxins can become prominent inside your system. And just the same way that chemicals sensitize you to more chemical reactions, more allergies, more problems, the yeast toxins do the same thing. But if you don't take a look at the problem as one of ecology, you know, everybody wants to talk about probiotics now, and Gary was talking about his gut being in distress. Probiotics is simply addressing the ecology of how the microscopic world upon which we depend is interacting, and we blow it for the most part.
Right. You mentioned moles in here.
Yes.
And I have a friend that, she had some sort of a leak in her home, and some moles started growing in between the drywall and the outside, structure, of outside wall of the structure.
Yeah.
And she was reacting to this mold, so then she got rid of it. Then she had a guy come in and use chemicals. And so now she's got this toxic house that she is just absolutely suffering. Her hands swell up, and she's put her home on the market because she simply cannot live in her house. So is it her or is it her house?
No, it's her
or
house.
Or both.
And the house has helped create an illness for her. Think of mold and fungus and yeast as all the same thing. They're cousins in the same family. And so you will react to one and then start to react to another. And the bad news is when you have a house that gets sick like that, often you cannot sell that house until you literally rip apart the structure that's involved and replace it and then get that certified as clean.
Yeah, she's done that.
People, oh, wonderful. Then she needs to get out of her house because her health and life are in danger. And when you say her life's in danger, that's not extreme because the illnesses that we get, like Gary was talking about, the possibility of surgery down the line, the illnesses that we get when they are treated can be devastating because of the treatment. Why not avoid those? Drugs and surgery are not the answer. Restoring the ecology balance, killing off the excessive yeast and restoring a balance. You'll never kill all the yeast. Just restore the balance. That's what good health is all about.
How do you do that? How do you, if you have a lot of yeast overgrowth, how do you restore the balance? How do you get rid of it?
We know Tiffany was talking about how now she, even if she kind of slides off the diet a little bit, will still take some nystatin. That is a primary drug. We don't have to use any of the fancy and more dangerous chemicals for the most part because most people get well controlled. Now, I say most, not all. The key is diet. That's always the key. If you keep putting in yeasty-based food, and you know why we do that, Deanna, it's because they taste good. Beer and bread and wine and whiskey, all these things taste good. We use yeast as part of our dietary program, and it's delicious until it grows out of balance inside us, and then it's a problem. So if you eat sugars and starches, that's the primary concern, sugars and starches, you will tend to grow more yeast inside you. So we eliminate those fairly strategically for quite some time, several weeks, sometimes drifting into several months, and then gradually re-add these as we're using both nutritional supplements, essential fatty acids, herbals, and so on, to control the yeast growth along with medications that are needed by that particular patient. And quite honestly, you know, I just tell patients, give me 100 days. You follow the program that we tell you, give me 100 days, watch what happens to your health. And I think Tiffany and Gary can both testify that that's a pretty accurate assessment.
Is that true, Tiffany?
Absolutely. I truly credit Dr. Torberts with not only saving my life, but definitely improving the quality of my life, because I've been suffering for so long and really just didn't understand why until he, like Gary said, literally grabbed me by the hands, spent 2 hours, tape recorded our first visit so I could not have to worry about taking notes and just, you know, concentrate on what he was saying, be able to go back and re-listen to everything that he said just so I could really grasp what was going on with me, because I think that's something that other healthcare providers overlook, is just, you know, a patient's basic understanding of what is going on really does motivate them to try to get better. And if you're a patient of Dr. Trowbridge's, the common denominator is that we had sought help from so many different people and either gotten told that, I mean, in my case, I was actually told, or diagnosed rather, with depression and anorexia. And I left that office in tears, just so beyond frustrated, because I had never been depressed in my life. I was a 25-year-old, vibrant, athletic, newly married young woman wanting to enjoy life again, and was really struggling. And I luckily stumbled upon his book after being referred to it by a friend. I read it from cover to cover within one night, and I told my husband at the time, I said, I don't know where this doctor is located, but I will go wherever he is. And it just so happened that he was in my home state of Texas, thankfully. Made an appointment within a matter of weeks and got in and saw him, had a great visit with him. And
how long was your first visit?
I want to say it was roughly 2 hours. And we covered everything. We talked about my childhood, everything. And the one thing about Dr. Trowbridge, too, is that he really kind of dives into the psychology behind you as well. You have to really believe that you can get better. And at this point, at the point that I was at, I did not believe at that point that I could get better until he grabbed me by the hands and said, we can do this together. I'm your advocate, and I will help you. And just that alone gave me so much hope and motivation. And I know it sounds dramatic, but when you're in that position, it just means so much to hear that from a physician.
Amazing. And Gary, your experience was the same, basically.
Oh, wow. Wow, I could parrot what Tiffany just said. It's exactly the same. One thing about John Trowbridge is that he takes the time to sit down with you and teach you. You become a student of getting well. And what he's taught me has allowed me to influence a lot of other people in my life, my wife, my friends, and to change their lives, because you can get well, and you can get well without going through a lot of heartache and pain. And I consider John a close friend now. I mean, that's how good a doctor he is. He gets into your life.
How wonderful. And Tiffany, your experience is the same, because now you can raise your children, you can treat your children, give them the proper nutrition, and understand what they need because of your experience with Dr. Trowbridge, correct?
Oh, absolutely. And just like Gary, I look at this as a blessing, because had I continued on the downward spiral I was on, I truly don't feel that I would be here today or even have my children. So it was truly miraculous, and I encourage anybody having any kind of chronic issues to read that book, because what I like about the setup of the book is there's real patients in there with real stories. And I know for me, I identified with one story in particular, and it was just like reading a biography, and it really pushed me to seek out the help.
That is just wonderful. That is just really super, and I did notice that too. And Even when you go to the website, which is healthchoicesnow.com, when you look at the list of all of these things and recognize that all of these things have a common source, then you can identify, you know, I mean, I identified also with what is in the book and even with what you're saying. So what a wonderful thing. And this is what doctors should be doing, is really connecting with their patients and helping them get well. So we do have to take a 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. Our guests this hour are Dr. John Trowbridge and Tiffany Nelson and Gary Robin, two patients. Doctor, are there some tests that we could that a person could take that would determine whether they have a yeast-related illness?
Great question, Deanna. The test is really in the book. There are several different ones that we have that are questionnaires, basically, and if you score higher on the questionnaire than most likely you have it. And to be quite honest with you, if you think you've got it, you probably do, because you're already frustrated that you've hopped on the medical merry-go-round, you've seen the specialist, you're taking the treatment. Nothing makes you finally fully better. You keep having doctoring for more and more problems. The chances are great that you have the yeast syndrome. Now, that's not always the full explanation. For example, some people also have hypothyroid issues, low thyroid function. Well, guess what? Yeast dramatically attacks the thyroid. That is the first of the glands that shows the effects of yeast toxins floating around. You might have PMS. You might have menopause. You might have these other things that are also going to be amplified or affected by the yeast syndrome. So don't just assume this explains everything. It's just part of the picture. And the key is that people want to take a look at, you know, what it is. There's quizzes all over the Internet. The thing that we've adopted is, you know, a plan that we look at your pattern and we decide kind of from talking with you whether it's true. And in the great majority of cases, it is. And to be quite honest, there is a blood test that you can use, and most people totally misinterpret it because they go, oh, well, the test says I'm fine. No, the test says you've given up fighting. That's the worrisome part. That's where people don't get treated because they're trying to overread the test. So we don't emphasize it. We do it once in someone's life just to either prove that they have it or say, oh, my God, you know, you've got it and you're not fighting it anymore. Other than that, there's really very few reasons to do it for people who don't look like they have the problem.
Now, what if somebody is not cannot come to your office? How would you interact with them in another way, or could you?
Well, that's really not an easy situation because, as you know, the licensing of physicians means they have to properly evaluate, diagnose, and treat. I would recommend that they find themselves a physician who is trained in integrative medicine. One way that they can do that is to go to ICIMED.com. ICIM is the International College of Integrative Medicine. And find someone who's closest to you. Call that office and say, hey, you know who treats yeast closer to me? And they'll generally know someone who has some sort of training on it. I have lectured for ICIM. We have a DVD that is excellent. We have a couple of CDs if people would like to have copies of those. For heaven's sakes, have them call our office or email our office, and we'll be glad to share those with them. Those will shortly be published on our updated website, which is coming up soon.
Okay, and of course, reading your book, they can also alter their diets and take the information in the book and start applying it.
Absolutely, starting today.
Exactly. All righty, we do have to take our 60-second top of the hour break. Tiffany, Gary, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Deanna.
Thank you.
Thank you. Be right back in 60 seconds.
Next.